Welcome back. We trust the Lord is blessing you richly with this interesting message. But we're not going to call this broadcast to an end, to a close, without asking our pastor what is his advice for the watchmen.
You see, the advice that I will give to the watchmen is the same advice generally for all believers, but in the context, you know, Matthew 20, for instance. Matthew 20.
Yes, sir.
You know, from verse 1.
Matthew chapter 20 from verse 1.
Yes.
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They said unto him, because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they
You see, the emphasis here that I'm trying to bring out here is that there is a reward. There is a reward.
Amen.
My advice for you is so that you will be able to, at the end, beat your chest like Apostle Paul. What did he say?
I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
The scripture again.
2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 7.
Thank you.
And not to me only, but unto all them also, that love is appearing.
I have fought a good fight.
Verse 7. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
He said, I have kept the faith. And he was sure, verse 8.
Henceforth, they laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
You see, that is his reward.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also, that love is appearing.
Now, take note that whatever we do, there will be a reward. So that you don't lose your reward. That's one advice. Now, something happened when the ark was to be brought back. David went to bring the ark back to Israel. Something happened there.
Yes, sir.
There were 30,000 strong revival. As they were bringing the ark back to Israel, they made a new cart. I mean to say, they created their own way of carrying the ark, contrary to how the ark should be
carried.
Before you know what, God was not happy. Listen very well. I'm going to give you some examples. Listen very well. Before you know what, God was not happy. What happened? He decided to stop the revival. People are jumping and rejoicing in that ministry. Is the ark of the Lord, that ministry, are you doing it and God is happy with you? Are you doing it God's way, or you're doing it your own way? And he decided to scatter that ministry, and one Uzzah tried to put his hand there. The scripture reference.
Yes, 1 Chronicles chapter 13.
Now you can read it all there. I'm paraphrasing the whole story. And God struck him dead. Take note of it. God struck him dead. And David was worried. Something is going wrong. It was then he went to seek the face of God and to go and find out from all the leaders, the elders, and the priests. Come, this ark, what did the book say? How are we to carry it? That's why you should have found out first before going to carry it. Mm. Don't jump into ministry without first knowing what you're expected to do in the ministry. Mm. And the Bible says, because it did not do it according to the due order. The due order is the ark will be carried by four levers, two in front, two behind, with a staff on their shoulders. It's not meant for an animal to carry it.
That's right.
The ark of the Lord must not be carried by serpent seeds. Mm. The ark of the Lord must not be a family affair. Mm. The ark of the Lord, the gospel ministry work must not be family business. Mm. And many more. You are not ordained women. A woman is not to carry the ark. You have to know that according, so that you don't lose your reward. Mm. It's very, very important. Now, I have an advice for leaders. David was told not to conduct census. Mm. He conducted census. What happened? The wrath of God came down. 70,000 Jews died by the mistake of
the shepherd.
Shepherd. David. So that you don't bring death, both spiritual and physical death,
on the church.
On the church. Mm. Jesus Christ. So that you be careful. Moses is one example again I will give. You see? He was given instruction on what to do to bring water for the people to drink. The first one was to strike the rock. Mm. The second time came up, incidents came again. The Lord again told him, this time, speak to the rock. He went, another weakness of his anger, he struck the rock. Although the water came out, but it cost him his opportunity to see the promised land.
Wow.
It's my sincere advice to the watchmen. But I have some more things to say, if you allow me.
Please, sir, go ahead.
Now, take note that it was when men slept that the enemy went and
so task.
Yes.
Mm, that's right.
So you must not be sleeping, caught sleeping. Mm. You must be truly watchful. You must be truly watchful. Now, in this watch, he said, watchman, what of the night? Isaiah 21, again, verse 11, verse 12. I think we read it earlier.
Yes, sir. Isaiah chapter 21, verse 11 yes. and 12.
Yes.
The burden of Duma, he called to me out of say, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye.
Give balance gospel. Preach love of God. Preach also the soon coming judgment. Preach mercy. Preach grace. But also, preach that the day of the Lord is coming. Two events stand before us. Salvation and judgment. Heaven and fire. Hellfire. This God is a savior. He's also a consuming fire. This Jesus, Apostle John the Baptist, said he's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. And with fire on the day of the Lord. He's the one in charge of it all. Preaching, let the people know. So that they can give diligence to make their calling and election sure. Let them know that it's not all that say, Lord, 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 that will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let them know that despite the anointing, with your anointing on you, you can still go to hell. Matthew 7:21 says so. But he that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say, was it not your name? I did this, I did this, I did this. He will say, I didn't even know you.
Yes, sir.
So you can be casting out spirit, operating the gift, and Jesus may not know you. What shall it profit to you then? That's why he said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let the people know about holiness. Let the people know that God prospers. But let them know also there is the day, there is also the darkness, the night also. Preach balanced gospel. It's an advice. You say, what advice do I have for them? Luke chapter 12, from verse 35 to 40. It's another advice there.
Let your loins be girded about.
That is the advice to the watchmen.
And your lights burning.
Uh-huh.
And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
Uh-huh.
When he will return from the wedding.
Uh-huh.
That when he cometh and knocketh, uh-huh, they may open unto him immediately.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching.
The servants, they are the watchmen.
Mm.
They will find watching. What will happen?
Verily I say unto you, that he shall give himself and make them to sit down to meet.
You see, there's a reward. Oh my.
And will come forth and serve them.
Oh my.
And if he shall come in the second watch,
uh-huh,
or come in the third watch,
uh-huh,
and find them so,
blessed
are those servants.
Go on.
And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come,
okay,
he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken through.
Uh-huh. Verse 40.
Be ye therefore ready also. For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when
you
think not.
When you think not. Watch. No. So that you will not be taken unawares. Matthew 24, verse 45.
No.
Up to verse 51. Let's read it. Matthew 24, verse 45. Admonishment to.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
You see, faithfulness. And take note, before we read this, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, okay, verse 2. Moreover,
okay, verse 1 and verse 2.
Verse 1, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ,
uh-huh,
and stewards of the mysteries
of
God. These
are the ministry for the watchmen. Then verse 2.
Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
It is a qualification, faithfulness. In the work that we be faithful, be faithful. See the qualification, Matthew 24, where we are reading from verse 45.
Who then is a faithful
now,
and wise
who is
servant?
This faithful and wise servant?
Whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household.
Uh-huh. And we are the ones.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
To give them meat in due season.
We are to give them meat in due season, because remember, the light is traveling.
Yes,
where
sir.
The carcass is,
there dear the eagle, so
you must give them the right food.
In due season.
There is the present truth.
Hallelujah.
In due season.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Blessed is that servant.
Yes.
Whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Yes.
Verily I say unto you, that I shall make him ruler over all his goods.
See the reward. See the reward. Uh-huh.
But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart,
uh-huh,
my Lord delayeth his coming,
mm-hmm,
and shall begin to smite his fellow servants,
okay,
and to eat and drink with the drunken.
You see?
The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not,
yes,
for him. And in an hour that is not well,
what will happen?
And shall cut him asunder.
Cut him asunder.
And appoint him his portion with the hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
There shall be weeping and gnashing.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that is why also in 1 Peter chapter 5, the first four verses there. From verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 5.
The elders which are among you, mm-hmm, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ,
uh-huh,
and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed,
uh-huh,
feed the flock of God which
you
is
see,
among you.
That is our duty. We are to do what?
Feed the flock of God
feed
which is among
flock.
You.
Feed the flock. Go ahead.
Taking the oversight.
Why did he
thereof?
Say feed the flock? Hang it there and go to John chapter 21. We are coming back here.
John chapter 21.
Verse 15 to 17. What did he say?
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter.
Jesus, when they had finished eating together, he turned and looked at Simon Peter. What did he say?
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this?
Uh-huh.
He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs.
The evidence that you love him, we that are servants of God, demonstrate the love for Christ by taking care of his sheep.
Mm.
Feed them. How do you feed them? With the word. Go on.
He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep.
The first one is to feed who?
My lambs.
The second one is to feed who?
Feed my sheep.
Feed the sheep. Go ahead.
He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
You see? So you have two categories. The lamb and the sheep. The lamb are the baby sheep. And the sheep are the matured ones. They have various food to take care of.
Yay. So this is minister's conference.
That is minister's conference discussion. So while dealing with them, know that there are lambs. And Apostle Paul says, see Peter says, as newborn babes.
Desire the sincere milk of the world.
So there is the milk of the word. And there is the meat, the strong meat. So they are for two different categories.
Wow.
And you should know how to take care of them both. Mm. So if we go back to
1 Peter chapter 5,
where we are in verse 2 or so.
Feed the flock of God which is among you.
What did he say?
Feed the flock of God which is among you.
Yes.
Taking the oversight thereof. Not by constraint.
Not by constraint. Don't do it as if they are forcing you to do the ministry work.
But willingly.
Do it willingly, and I also add that you should do it joyfully.
Not for fielding lookers, but of a ready mind.
Not for fielding lookers, that is those who make stomach their God. But what?
But of a ready mind.
Of a ready mind. Do it willingly. Willingly. Yes.
Neither as being lords over God's
this
heritage.
This is where I am going. Are not to lord yourself over God's heritage. He purchased them with his blood. They belong to him. But what?
But being examples to the flock.
We are to be an example to the flock. Please read it up to verse 4.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear.
Now, what will happen?
Ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Because of the way you do your ministry, the way you take care of the sheep of God has a reward when we meet him. The reward is not the cars you are buying. The reward is not the houses you are building from their tithes and their offerings. So, see the faith and all the gimmicks you people do, first fruits. To collect money from people. You impoverish them and enrich yourself. You become a lord, they worship you. Pastor will call a church member, including his wife, call a church member, they will come and kneel down before him. They are there serving you like slaves. Hey! They are heritage of the Lord.
That's right.
Be careful.
Hallelujah.
Be very, very careful so that. Instead of reward, you don't receive
judgment. Condemnation.
It's very, very important. And that is why where Ezekiel chapter 3 comes in. Ezekiel chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
If we read it from verse 16, let's read it up to verse 21. And listen very well. Another category of ministers.
And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me.
Give them warning. Preach God's soon coming judgment, what of the night? Now listen to what the Lord was telling the prophet.
When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand.
Hey, if a man say Azubapa, it will never be my portion. Apostle Paul said, I have not shown to declare to you the wholesome truth.
Of Lord.
The whole counsel of the Lord. That is where I stand upon. I will never be guilty of not telling people the truth. That's why they don't like me. And I will say it. That's why you don't see millions following me. And I will say it. Because I know that I will face he who called me. I will say it. And many are hearing and they are repenting. At least, let me as a preacher never be guilty of not saying the truth. Continue.
Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered
I have delivered myself. Go on.
Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he had done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thy hand.
Hey!
Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul.
So, you can see that the danger we have placed, that is placed before us, that if you don't tell the people the truth, maybe because the person is the one sponsoring your ministry, is the rich man there, you're afraid that you will lose him. Therefore, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, what? Take it easy, what? I think it's a Jeremiah, which scripture is it? Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 10.
Then said I, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived these people.
Danger was coming to Jerusalem. And all these prophets were busy telling the people in their iniquity, it is well, it is well, it is well, it's grace, it's grace. We are children of Abraham. Our God is good God. Our God is good God. Meanwhile, danger was coming, and then the true prophet's eyes was open. Read on.
Saying, ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reacheth unto the soul.
Okay. Okay, go on.
At that time shall it be said to these people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness towards the daughter of my people, not to fan,
but
not to cleanse.
But to what?
Even a full wind from those places shall come unto me.
Yeah.
Now also will I give sentence against them.
Now danger is coming, destruction is coming on the city of Jerusalem. Ministers are saying it is well, it is well. Will those ministers be saved themselves?
At all, sir.
Ahab! Judgment is hanging on Ahab and his wife Jezebel. 400 prophets. We are telling him, it is well, it is well. Go, go in the battle. It is well. The Lord is with you. How can the Lord be with somebody who is an apostate like Ahab? You are telling him to go for battle. Did those 400 prophets, were they saved?
I thought so.
When the danger came, all of them perished also. That is my advice for you. Stand with God, not with the people. There was a quote I saw somewhere that it is, when you see everybody applauding you, there's more danger in it. I forgot it, how if I can see it. I love that quote. I saw it somewhere today or so. It's very interesting that
even the Lord Jesus said same, sir. In Luke chapter 6, verse 26.
Please say, read it for us.
Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you.
When all men shall speak well of you.
For so did their fathers to the false prophets.
Sorry, I cannot get the quote now immediately because of time. But Jesus Christ has summed it up.
Amen.
God bless you.
So what about, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
That is another scripture.
And cursed be he that keepeth back his word.
The scripture again, please.
Jeremiah 48, verse 10.
Thank you.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
Deceitfully.
And cursed be he that keepeth back his word from blood.
How can I come into the ministry and receive a curse? Instead of receiving blessing, you know, and that is why this quote, my brother Abraham, in fact, has become my quote now. He said, the time has come to act upon what you know to be the truth. Well, Abraham himself said it. The time has come to act upon what you know to be the truth. And you know, when you begin to stand with the truth, then expect reaction. I've gotten the quote now I was looking for. And this is by Spurgeon. Okay, see Spurgeon. He said, Christians are not so much in danger when they are persecuted as when they are admired.
Mm.
I repeat, Christians are not so much in danger when they are persecuted as when they are admired. This was one of the reformers, C.H. Spurgeon. It's a very popular one.
Yes, sir.
So be careful that everybody's admiring you, admire you, a great man of God, great man of God, great man of God. I hope that you are also great before God.
Hey.
And it is God that's making you great, and not because you are compromising. Say the truth. You are afraid that your ministry will scatter. You will not say it. Cursed be he that does what?
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood.
And one of the deceitful ways of doing the work of God is all these RNG prophecies they do.
Hmm.
All of who stand at the altar and say the Lord, they say, when God didn't say anything. Hmm. Your mind is saying something, you say God, you say some even just complete, like even their mind is not saying anything.
Hmm.
That's what we talk about, fielding local. For fielding local sake. People who are into the ministry and their belly is their God.
Hmm.
What do you want in Romans 16 or so? I think that's where it is. You know, mind. You know, mark them that cause division.
Yes, sir. Romans 16.
Romans
16, verse 17
yes.
and 18.
Yes.
For now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses,
uh-huh.
contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned,
uh-huh.
and avoid them.
Uh-huh.
For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, uh-huh. but their own belly.
They serve their own
belly.
Belly, verse 18.
And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Now, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 19.
Whose end, from verse 18,
yes.
for many walk, of whom I have told you often,
uh-huh.
and now tell you even weeping,
uh-huh.
that they are the enemies of the cross
that
of Christ.
That are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Whose end is destruction.
Their end, their God will finish them. Who are they?
Whose end is destruction. Whose God is their,
is their belly.
And whose glory is in their shame. Who
what
mind,
do they do? What's their
who mind earthly
they
earthly
mind earthly things. Earthly acquisition.
Hmm.
Hey, watchmen, listen very well. God did not call us to be building auditoriums.
Hmm.
God did not call us to build physical structures.
Hmm.
We will build for our convenience,
hmm.
a place of worship. But when you have to brag and look as if it is a success, evidence of success in ministry, that you build some fantastic architectural presentation, mega structure, and you make it look as if it is part of ministry work. It is not part of ministry work, oh. God did not send us to go and build any auditorium. Jesus did not build any temple on earth before he left, oh. In fact, he didn't even own a house. Foxes have holes.
Yes,
birds have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay there, anywhere night to reach. He didn't even own a car. He used to borrow us to go to where he was going to.
Mm.
He didn't even have a bank account because Judas was chopping everything. When he needed money, he has to go somewhere and get it to pay his tax. He lived a life, and we are to conform to the image of Christ. Now, you say we should not be comfortable.
Mm.
We should be comfortable, but note that it is not going to be, it is not part of our ministry. Therefore, don't overemphasize it.
Mm.
The testimony of a pastor is not the type of cars he drives.
Mm.
Watchmen, our testimony is that souls are converted.
Mm.
Souls are built. We are not physical builders. Hey, we are building spiritual builders. Therefore, that your church are having millionaire and billionaire is not evidence. It's not part of your ministry.
Mm.
Our ministry is to get the people linked with God, but when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, other things will follow.
Mm.
We will prosper. And when the people are prospering, we are happy.
Mm.
We, the ministers, we are happy. Mm. But please, we are called to build lives. We are not to build structures.
Amen.
Somebody told me the day we dedicated our auditorium, our place of worship, that a pressman said, now you'll be feeling fulfilled. I said, how can you say fulfilled? Is that my call? My call is not to be building church auditorium. My call is to build Christian life, unite them back to God. Perfection of the believers. And that is all our ministry. God bless you.
Wow. I'm so overwhelmed by all these great speeches from our pastor today. In fact, I'll say this is a message indeed to all ministers. Now the conference has started. Thank you so much, sir. This is so great, so weighty, so weighty. We pray that the Lord will continue to give our pastor more grace. And you might not be a minister and you have listened today. I know you've learned so much. Share this with anyone you know is called into the ministry. And the Lord will richly bless you. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. God bless you. Till we meet again, keep watching the Bright TV. Shalom.